food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I'll never forget when I served a stir-fry dish to a boy. He looked at me and said, "You touched it. It's contaminated. Now I can't eat it." It's so hilarious. I mean, what do you do when a kid tells you that? It's just you start laughing. Have you lost your game? Is he won? You lost? It is just a fun way to work with kids. And we've got the food teacher from the United Kingdom, from England, with us, Catherine Tate. And she has some really hilarious stories on what kids say when they, all those reasons they conjure up when they just don't want to eat it. Catherine, thanks so much for being in our kitchen today. When you put a bowl of something, kids don't like it. Let's say, how about if you put a bowl of chunky vegetable soup in front of them? You can just see the wheels turning. I got to figure out a way to get out of this one. Tell us what some of your stories are. I can hardly wait.
Oh, it's hilarious what they come up with, isn't it? And
yes.
One day to the next, you get something totally different. I've got a 7-year-old now, but I've been through that all with her as well. But some great quotes from children are things like, you've peeled a satsuma and you've put it down on the plate. "I can't eat that because the juice is too wet." Or "I couldn't eat that because Daddy made it. If Daddy makes it, it's totally different. They can't eat that." It's brilliant. And actually, this is a really hot topic at the moment. I don't know. It's been in the press a lot in the UK, but there's an Instagram account that's been launched. It's hilarious. It's called "My Kids Can't Eat This." It was only launched in April, and it's now got over 95,000 followers. And parents basically upload images of rejected food alongside the given excuse that the children has basically put. And, wow, are children the harshest of critics? And there's some brilliant quotes on there about there's no princess on the spoon, or the plate's the wrong colour. Children can't eat the crusts on the bread because they're the handles and they don't eat the handles. So there's some brilliant things on there. It's really worth a look. But interestingly, this sort of fear of new foods, which we also call food neophobia, it's believed to be an evolutionary response that basically developed as a way of ensuring that our ancestors didn't eat anything potentially poisonous. And as children sort of around the 18-month age, as they start to become more independent, start to move around and climb, this is when they develop this real natural uncertainty about foods. And it's obviously at this time it's really important for parents to encourage them to taste and try new foods and sort of to keep going with that process, to sort of break that sort of natural instinct, if you like.
Wow. It's, again, that site, I'm going to, because I've looked at it, let's repeat it. It's my kids' Instagram, my kids can't keep this. And they have the picture and then the mom's quotes. And I remember one was an orange plate, I think it was, and "That's the wrong color. I can't eat anything on that plate." Or wasn't there something about the broken crackers? "Oh, the crackers are broken. I can't eat those." And,
yeah.
And then the one I remember with my son was that the foods are touching.
Yeah.
You have the foods touch. And, I was brought up in casseroles. I'm like, what? Now what do you do?
I got a new one from last night. My kids said I made fish tacos and put it in front of them. They both looked at me like I had just served, I don't know, a live octopus on their plate or something. And I said, "You guys like fish tacos? What's the big deal?" They say, "It's not Tuesday. It's not Taco Tuesday. We can't eat tacos if it's not Taco Tuesday."
Oh
boy.
You think you're doing something really great by inventing Taco Tuesdays, and then it comes back to bite you. They're so smart.
Exactly.
They don't miss anything. That is hilarious. That is hilarious. So how do you handle it? I mean, it was interesting to me, Catherine, that you said that we have a natural fear of new foods, which I gather there's studies in this. I never have been aware of that.
Yeah, no, it's an evolutionary instinct that basically protected us. So when, as a toddler, when we started to move around and become a little bit more independent, it would protect us from sort of poison, basically. So we would become more cautious of food. But, sort of how I focus on it, I find it fascinating when I work in schools, just how amazing it is being in that environment where children are all together and how different they can be. And I've been doing quite a bit of smoothie making with them recently. And I've got groups of children to try spinach, and they've all gone, oh, yuck, that's horrible. And then we've had a go at making a smoothie. I've thrown a handful in, and they've all gone, oh, no, that's going to be disgusting. And by the time I've served up the smoothie, they've completely forgotten about it, and they've absolutely loved it. So I find that quite funny as well. But also, I talk to children about how plants want to keep growing. So they hide their seeds in their treasure. And children absolutely love this idea. And I talk to them about the different ways that plants hide their treasure by their taste, texture, smell, and color. And I talk about pineapples, how on the outside they're really prickly, how they look. And then inside it's like gold. It's like real treasure inside that you wouldn't know was there. And how plants kind of trick you from eating that, from finding that treasure. And children absolutely love this. And I've had a few emails recently from children who have said to me, you know, guess what? I've been able to trick a food back. And this little boy sent me a message all about fennel. And he said, I've never liked fennel before, but I've tricked fennel back. And I now can put it with foods that I like and I can eat it. And it was like a real, wow, he's done a great thing, which was brilliant.
I love that. Brilliant. That's so inspiring. I bet a lot of parents are kind of itching their head right now and thinking, I got to work that into my speech. Because, you know, that in my house, I've kind of developed this zero tolerance thing with the whole, you know, I'm not going to eat this or I'm not going to eat that. But they're old enough that they understand. I definitely had my struggles. So that storyline probably would have been way more helpful for me than some of the approaches I had to take along the way. But, you know, that's fantastic. That's exactly what I would say, too, is don't stress about it. Interact with your child. Laugh. You know, it's okay to laugh when they say something completely ridiculous, like I'm not going to eat taco because it's Wednesday. Laugh with them. And then kind of turn it around and say, well, you know, wait a minute. So if there's only cupcake Friday, if I gave you a cupcake on a Monday, you wouldn't eat it? So, kind of outsmart them that way, right? Sometimes it works. Why not?
No, that's brilliant. And I've recently written a blog article, which is on my website about this kind of topic. And and I've worked with quite a few children that are particularly fussy eaters. And just some of the top tips I give parents are, you've just got to be really relaxed around meal times, and no pressure with children. Often when a child is particularly fussy and you've had regular food refusal, you almost need to plan at least 15 to 20 exposures before a child's willingly going to eat a particular food. And you almost need to track that. And it can just, you know, for some children, it can start by accepting that that food is on their plate, to then getting them to touch it, then to taste it, and then to eat it. And you've got to kind of acknowledge really, really small steps. And also for parents, I talk about portion size. You know, 3 strawberries is probably enough for a 2-year-old child. So, you know, be realistic about quantities that you're expecting children to eat. Thinking about increasing exposure, and children absolutely love being in the kitchen with you. If you can get children with their own, if you've got space in your kitchen to give them their own cupboard with their own chopping board, knife, apron, cutters, they absolutely love this. And you can start this from 2. You can get them helping you, you know, cut up fruit and vegetables. And if they've done it for themselves, it's amazing how much they'll accept it, and it'll just become normal to have that on their plate and to eat it.
Those are some great tips. I love that, Catherine. I especially like the one where we don't give up after you give something one time, and they didn't like it. Sometimes it takes up to 20 different exposures for them to finally accept. So again, Catherine, you are the amazing food teacher because you always teach us something. So I hope we have you again soon. For everybody, please check out her website, and that is www.thefoodteacher.com.uk. You will also find a link on our website as well. In the meantime, make sure you always listen to us on RadioMD.com. You can find all our past episodes there as well on our page. And stay well.